At a White House news conference last month, Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf saw a chance to promote his new biography, and he grabbed the opportunity to dodge a question.
I would like to, I'm launching my book on the 25th, and I'm honor-bound to Simon & Schuster not to comment on the book before that date.
The widely broadcast plug seems to have paid off. The book, In the Line of Fire, a memoir by Pervez Musharraf, ranks number 8 on today's New York Times hardcover nonfiction best-selling list. It's also doing well in one of the least likely of markets, in a country where Musharraf and Pakistan are seen by many as the enemy. NPR's South Asian correspondent Philip Reeves sent this notebook.
India's not exactly a fan of Pervez Musharraf, but it is a country which loves books. You can't easily buy the latest computer accessories. You can nearly always find a bookshop. A dark, alluring den, filled to the gunnels with books arranged in the most higgledy-piggledy fashion. A few days ago, Musharraf's autobiographical memoir, called In the Line of Fire, like the Clint Eastwood movie, arrived on the shelves. It didn't stay there long. Booksellers in two of India's main cities, Calcutta and Mumbai, say it's sold out. And in the capital, New Delhi, bookseller Balraj Bahri says clients are snapping it up.
It is selling very well. We don't have any copies at all. The very first day the copies we receive, we sell them out.
The General's Opus has received plenty of uncomplimentary reviews. But Indians are clearly very curious to know more about their neighbours, a country born painfully from partition, and one with which they've had three wars and still have much unsettled business, particularly over Kashmir. So they're buying the book, much to the disappointment of a young Indian called Mayank Austin Sufi. He writes book reviews on the internet. He is, unashamedly, a book nut. So keen is he on literature that he says he won't leave his house without a copy of the complete works of Shakespeare tucked under his arm. There are no prizes for guessing why he has that strange middle name which he adopted.
Because my companion, my soulmate, my love life, my everything is Jane Austen. I cannot live without her.
Mayank has spent all his money amassing a personal library of some 5,000 books. It overflows into the kitchen of his small family home. But you won't find Musharraf's book in it. He's refusing to buy it, and he doesn't want any of his blog site readers to do so either.
I'm just calling for the boycott of the Musharraf book. I'm not asking people not to read the book. I don't want that the money should go into Musharraf's pocket.
His objections are twofold. Firstly, he says Musharraf is not a Democrat and that Pakistan deserves better. And wearing his critic's hat, he also says the book's badly written. But Musharraf and his publishers needn't worry. The boycott's backfiring.
I'm very disappointed by the comments of my readers. I really did not want my piece to be read as written by an Indian. It was just my observation as a concerned person.
His blog readers have been firing off emails, saying now they're even more determined to buy the book. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Islamabad.